This is Bob Haney sounding off on 1057thefan.com. Back in the summer of 2011, the National Football League was in the midst of a lockout that was imposed by the owners of the 32 teams. Fans throughout the country were not very happy. Quite frankly, neither was I. We always knew, however, that the work stoppage would come to an end and we would get back to talking about the sport in terms of what was going on the field. Let the players and owners hammer out their differences. I wanted to talk football. And when fans and media talk about their team, oftentimes they want to talk about the quarterback. Here in Baltimore, the quarterback is Joe Flacco, and he has been that guy since the Ravens picked him in the first round of the 2008 NFL draft. If you remember, the 2010 Ravens went 12-4, made it to the divisional round of the AFC playoffs. There, they suffered a gut-wrenching 31-24 loss to the Steelers in Pittsburgh. Despite that loss and the fact that Flacco didn't have a monster game, I felt as though Baltimore was extremely close to being a Super Bowl caliber club, and Flacco was the main reason I felt that way. Let's get back to the summer of 2011. NFL lockout happening, but I was feeling good about Joe Flacco. The Ravens are close, I would say. As a matter of fact, they will get to the Super Bowl within the next couple of seasons, and Flacco will be the reason that happens. That's what I told the masses. 2011, Ravens made it all the way to the AFC title game. They would lose a heartbreaker to the Patriots 23-20. Albeit in a losing effort, Flacco outplayed New England quarterback Tom Brady. Expectations were high for the Ravens coming into this season, and when Flacco threw for 299 yards and two TDs on opening night against the Bengals, it looked as though he was ready to ascend to elite status. It didn't turn out that way. Even though the Ravens were putting together yet another playoff season, Flacco was not really setting the world on fire. As a matter of fact, I started to doubt whether or not he was, in fact, a player that was capable of putting the team on his back and leading them to a title. That was a mistake on my part. This postseason, Joe Flacco has been awesome. He has thrown for 8 TDs, 0 picks. In the rematch with New England in the AFC title game, Flacco was a star. He threw for 3 TDs as the Baltimore Ravens schooled the Patriots 28-13 to advance to Super Bowl 47. So even though I did question Joe's skills briefly, I did have faith he could get it done, and get it done he did. The Ravens still need to beat San Francisco in New Orleans to be world champions. Their job is certainly not finished, but deep within, I always knew Joe Flacco was a Super Bowl level quarterback. By getting there, he has done the impossible. Make me look smart. I'm Bob Haney signing off for 1057thefan.com.